The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This guy sent us a message to email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. He said, I live a bit away from Detroit, but I work in town regularly, and I listen when I'm in town. You guys were talking about a chick that's a 10 wanting to get filled in and not sure how to handle it. It was suggested to go on to Tinder. I'm not on Tinder. However, I have a couple other apps. I met a girl on one. That's the app where she has to initiate the conversation. Anyway, this chick is Latina, long, dark hair down to her ass, 5'2", I guess like maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. All tatted up for a little bit of spice. Looking good.
Very nice.
Nice.
Couple years younger than me. So I scroll through the profile and notice the same guy in two of her six photos. And I think really nothing of it. I'm 34. And Dave, keep me anonymous. And yeah. So I swipe right. And it's already a match on her previous swipe. So there's this smoke show chick. I'm exactly Dave tall, pretty average guy, I'd say. She messages me. We get to talking. And I say, you know, I've had some fun looking on your page. And just wondering why there's pics of a guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that's her husband.
Yep.
Who's a retired Army vet, and they are looking for a long-term friend.
Yep. Ah.
So I'm like, huh? Is this guy going to karate chop my windpipe when she's getting the ride of her life?
Nope, not exactly.
She says, no, he loves seeing me get filled in and pleased. He's not gay.
Well.
But he wouldn't mind me BJing both of you at the same time and would want to join in on an Eiffel Tower, things like that. Anything else goes would more be just me and her taking care of things the majority of the time, though. So, you guys, pros, cons, what do I do? Never done anything like this, so half me wants to try it. The other half wants to stay alive.
Oh, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be alive.
The worst thing that can happen to you if you think it's bad is he might try to touch you.
That's it. Yeah. And she said that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she said
right
that's
away.
Not. But I think she'd put that out there that wouldn't.
I think that's a disclaimer you should include.
Yeah.
You should. I mean, but you might want to have a few rounds first.
Just
and
the
then
two of them?
Maybe try to.
Yeah, bring the husband in or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the guy's interested in you.
Yeah.
You do?
I think, yeah.
That's what I thought right off the bat, too.
When a guy's trying to bring another guy in, there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's not just he wants to see his wife.
I think there's
with.
Something. It's like I said.
When he wants to join in, it's like one thing, like you there's like this idea of your wife having sex with someone else.
Yes.
Some people are into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there's another thing when you want to join in and he like really wants to do a lot of different activities together.
Yeah, he wants a high five.
He wants to do the Eiffel Tower.
A lot of activities. There's a lot of activities planned.
What do you mean, like kickball? What do you mean? King Court? Activities?
Gentlemen activities.
What are we doing? No, Eiffel Towering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Double
mutual BJs.
Yeah. That's where it crosses past the cuckold stuff.
Well,
and,
because, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to get like nasty or whatever, but
nasty.
I feel like he's going to be like, so she's doing that to this mystery man
and he's going to be like,
yeah, like right there like, up in the
almost. He's almost there.
Right.
Yeah. Yay. Like, come on.
He's going to cheer his finale on.
I think that, don't you think he's there to see the finale? I do.
Well, sounds
I think
like he wants to be there for the whole thing.
Yeah, he does. Listen, if she's presenting it the way it is, he's there to see her get pleased. But there is a chance he wants to see the guy, too, I guess. You got to take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. Someone said an Army Eiffel Tower is not something to mess around with, coming from an Army vet also.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, like, be prepared. This dude's probably, you know, could kick your butt.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And someone said it takes two chicks to Eiffel Tower. No, it doesn't.
That's negative. That person doesn't know what it is.
You don't know what an Eiffel Tower is.
Yeah.
It takes two guys high-fiving over a woman that they're at each end of.
Right.
And that forms an Eiffel Tower type shape.
You know what I love? I love the confidence that Dave was like, no, no, no. Yeah. No, no, no. I used to probably not know this.
No,
I didn't.
But,
I had no idea.
But,
I thought it was just a thing in Paris. At least for 15 years I've known this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Eiffel Tower is exactly what Dave said.
Yeah. That is funny. They put three dots at the end of it, too, all cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes two chicks to Eiffel Tower. No.
No.
Sir, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what an Eiffel Tower is.
Unless this guy's been DP'd by two ladies, then.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. They could also form an Eiffel Tower on you. That's no fun.
Jason has a question for this guy. Something for him to think of, I guess. What is it, Jason?
I just think it's pretty simple here. A lot of these emails. Do you want to have a BJ with another guy's dong right next to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The choice is yours.
The choice is
yours. And
yours
alone.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
That's a good quote from the Tinky Kids game show with Olmec. Legend of the Hidden Temple. There we go.
It's a great show.
We could also go to the Vader Cup.
That's true.
Oh,
okay, so
Lisa.
For those who weren't with us, we couldn't figure out whether a guy should get pegged or not.
Over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's
yeah,
here.
No,
I got
I'm looking
it.
For paper.
Okay. I got paper. I got
okay,
paper.
We got paper.
We couldn't figure out whether a guy should let a woman peg him or not. He was asking us, should I, you know, to peg or not to peg?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't want to take someone's ass in our own hands, we've realized. So
yeah.
We let...
Yeah, we're done with that.
We put a yes or no in the Darth Vader mug.
Yeah.
And Vader decided for us what... We still associate. You want to do that here?
Yeah.
It might as well.
We kind of gave some advice.
Mm-hmm.
We talked it out a little bit.
We've given advice, and now this is more of like this is what the universe is saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So Vader's going to decide
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So what am I putting? I'm putting cuckold, no cuckold, right?
Yes.
Because that's what it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cuckold. Yes. Is on one.
We're entering Vader's chambers.
We are. Okay, yeah. So cuckold goes in the cup, and this is no cuckold.
Lord Vader, should this man participate in a cuckold situation or nay?
In the cup it goes. Shake it up. I'm going to let Lisa make the fate today. Ooh. Lisa's going to decide.
Are we going to change it up every time?
Yes.
Who gets to pick?
Not a bad
absolutely.
Idea.
Okay, Lisa.
All right, here we go.
What say you, Darth
cuckold
Vader?
Or no
Vader
cuckold.
Mug.
I can't get... There we go. Okay.
Here we go. His ass is on the line.
What does it say?
No cuckold.
No cuckold.
No.
Vader says no cuckold.
Better not.
Wow.
Better
not.
That's the first time Vader's ever shown mercy to anyone.
I know. Yeah. That's scary.
Yep.
Listen to Vader.
I like the idea of somebody asking Lord Vader some different questions and like he's like, should I participate in a cuckold? And he's like, and
I love the idea of taking people's questions for Vader.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you have a question for Vader?
You know? If you have a question for Vader, hey, you know what? We can do it live now.
Yeah, we could do it live.
If there's something on your mind right now that you need a yes or no answer to.
Mm-hmm. We could ask Vader.
We can ask the mug of Vader.
Right.
And so you'll just put your two options in the mug and Vader shall decide your fate. If you're up for that challenge, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969.
Of course, I picked no cuckold.
Yeah, Lisa.
If you would have picked it, Dave, I would probably
cuckold.
Cuckold.
Go ahead and do it.
So, because the last time it was the peg or no peg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you just never
peg.
Know. You know? You never know.
No, you never do.
So, that's too dangerous.
Unless, as Jason said, if you want a BJ next to another guy, if you want a dong right next to you, then I guess that's your decision.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it looks like it's not a normal situation that you'd be a part of, and it probably will get
just
more
the fact
advanced.
That you're questioning it to the point that we had to go and ask Darth Vader. That means that you're
that means it's a real
you got some reservations yourself.
Yes,
about the situation.
Anytime.
Oh, wow, this is... Someone's right out of the gate. Should I break up with my boyfriend of 3 years?
Wow.
I know, we just
need some details.
Yeah, we need details.
Deets.
That might be one better for an email.
But the person just wants
that's
a yes
all they
or no.
Yeah, that's it.
Should
okay,
I just
I mean,
want a yes or
should
no?
Should I
guys?
Drive cocaine across the country?
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Okay, let's
we're
do that
even...
one.
It's not us,
oh,
it's cocaine. Mayor. It's not
I
us.
Don't, I don't think we should answer cocaine questions.
It's not us, it's Mayor Lee. It's not us answering.
I don't
Lee's.
Know anything about cocaine.
Okay,
see?
I'm putting cocaine or no cocaine in
okay,
the
cocaine. Okay,
all Vader.
Who's gonna, who's picking this,
this
one?
Is Vader.
Vader picks. Vader picks, okay.
Oh, Vader, I know cocaine. What he's doing. Don't get the other ones mixed up. I don't want to accidentally pull out cuckold.
Green Bean, you want to do that?
Oh, yeah, he might as well. He knows okay, nothing yeah. about it.
And he can let Vader decide. Cocaine or no cocaine.
All right.
Let's see what you got there, Green Bean. Open it up. Yeah, pass it around. See what we got.
That's what I thought. What is it?
It's cocaine.
Cocaine!
Oh. Yes, you should drive cocaine across the country.
Oh. You better gas that car wow. up now, buddy.
According to Darth Vader.
Do it the right way.
Oh, wow.
I would obey all traffic laws and don't yep. speed. Make sure your blinkers are all in working order.
Do it the
that
right way.
Get that away yeah. from me.
All right. We'll throw that away.
Fate, that away. The fate mug.
Here, we'll take that back
Vader.
To Dave.
Listen to this one.
All right.
Lord Vader. I need to know if I should have an adult circumcision.
Oh!
Okay, Vader. I'm putting cut. No cut.
What?
Cut, no cut.
This is
to snip or not to
oh
snip.
Oh my God, could you imagine just that?
Vader decides the future of your dong.
Flip of the coin.
Vader decides the future of this guy's
God,
dong, Chuck.
Well, it's
got
to do with cutting a dong. It better be me.
Uh-oh.
Lose your
cut.
Foreskin.
What will it be?
Oh, no. Time to take your foreskin.
Like if the emperor was sitting there to
decide his fate.
Okay, yeah. You're deciding this guy's foreskin this fate right now.
The fate of your foreskin.
This is the worst
your
one.
Foreskin.
Cut or no cut.
Oh my God.
You'll find that it will be
what is it?
What is it?
No cut.
No,
no
cut.
No cut.
No,
no cut.
No cut. You keep that turtleneck,
no
bitch.
No cut. No adult cut.
There you go.
You'll find you need to clean it.
I hope that isn't a tragic. I hope there isn't a tragic outcome from this.
I know, right?
I hope there isn't. I hope there's not a lot going on with the foreskin.
Right? He actually needs medical.
Vader's not a doctor.
He's not. You're not a doctor.
You're not
He's
a doctor,
not.
Vader.
I'm not a doctor. I am not a physician.
Just okay. a radio version of the Magic 8-Ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And not even as advanced.
People are waiting for Vader.
Okay,
Jake. Hi, Jake. How are you?
Yo. Not bad. Yourself?
Doing okay. So you have a question for Lord Vader.
Yes, I have a question for Lord Vader.
Okay, what is it?
All right. So I've been with my girlfriend for about a year. Things are starting to kick up, and I'm wondering if I should pop the question.
Ooh.
No.
Vader. Yes. Lord Chuck says no.
Chuck.
Lord
no.
Chuck says no.
Vader has spoken.
Damn, remorseless.
Okay, no, hold on.
No, no, no. We haven't done it. We're
going to
ask Vader.
We got to ask Vader. Yeah. I'm not. I don't
pop
like
the question.
It.
Okay, so it's James should pick this one.
Yeah, propose or no propose is the question today for you, Lord Vader. So, Jake, your future is in Vader. And James,
the engaged guy, pick somebody else's
winning. Exactly.
James is going to decide your future
That's fine.
Right here.
I don't want my fingers anywhere near those.
This is the rest of your life. What say him, James?
Vader says, no propose!
No!
No! Okay.
Oh, well,
oh my
I think
God. We
Vader,
changed someone's
listen,
life.
He said don't propose, so you know what? And listen, I agree
Even
with Vader. A little more time, make sure.
How
it's
many
only
years?
Been a year.
A year. Oh, yeah.
Wait. Give it some time. Wait, give it some more time. Yep. Anybody can be anybody in a year. Yeah. Give it some more time.
Yeah. Yep.
There's nothing wrong with waiting a little bit of time.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know this one guy who was going to wait 6 years, and then he only waited 1 year. It didn't work out great.
Yeah.
All right, Jake. All the best, man.
So, there you go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. See ya.
Your faith and your relationship is your failure.
I like that somebody texted in about the foreskin question. May the foreskin stay with you. Also with you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A man plummets into a sinkhole as he waits for a bus. What horror did he find below? That leads me to this. We're going to get to the story and tell you what happened. But really, the question for you is, I think falling into a sinkhole and hearing what happened to this guy, it's got to be the worst thing that's ever happened to him. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, I thought you were going to say worst hole you were in.
Well, we could go there. I don't know, there's only like really a couple of places.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
definitely
big girl's
hole. You definitely can't. You just can't. There, you cannot do what my idea was.
No, I
do not do that idea.
But back to Dave's idea, you might want to put a tragic.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
You know, before it goes dark a lot. Yeah.
But no, here's the thing. My brain doesn't go, oh, that'll lead to death and destruction. My brain goes, what's the wackiest thing?
Right.
Here's what's happened to you.
We're doing a comedy show. Nobody's going to call and be like,
I try and stay positive. So my mind doesn't go. Right. It'll just be people.
Like, well, my dad
killed himself by jumping off our roof.
Right.
Or it's like somebody broke into our house and killed my parents when I was a child.
Yeah.
And then they did inappropriate things to me.
As always, it is Dave and Chuck the Freak. So we're not looking for, unfortunately, your real life tragedies. We're looking for your the worst thing that's happened to you with a comical spin.
Yeah, can we make it funny?
Can we have some fun with it here? Let's have some fun with it.
Something we can LOL at.
Yeah.
Cry.
Yes, please make
Let's
us laugh.
Let's laugh together.
Yeah. We need to laugh. Don't we? Hashtag 2020. All right, so let's do this together. The worst thing that's ever happened to you that's not tragic. Okay? Unless tragedy is funny in your situation. Back to the story here. So this guy in New York waiting for a bus falls into a sinkhole. What was waiting for him below?
I know.
I don't even want to guess. I don't want to guess in case I get it right.
A swarm of rats.
Oh, okay. A swarm. I was going to say alligators.
A swarm of rats.
No good.
Real bad. Here's his story from CBS New York. Take a listen.
Also in the Bronx, another frightening situation caught on camera, this time as a man falls through a hole and opens up beneath him.
He is literally there 1 second and gone the next. The victim's brother spoke with CBS2's Ali Bowen about this freak accident.
The victim is still being treated at the hospital. His brother tells us he is alert and recovering, but is deeply traumatized by what happened. Surveillance video shows a man walking to the bus stop on 3rd Avenue by 183rd Street Saturday. And as he waits, he takes a step forward and all of a sudden disappears into the sidewalk.
He was casually waiting for the bus and it just fell.
A crowd rushes over to where police say a layer of sidewalk concrete gave out and the 33-year-old victim fell down a 12 to 15-foot hole. This witness told us in Spanish,
I
looked down and the guy was only moving his hand. First responders soon arrived, but the victim's brother told us he was trapped down there for about half an hour.
Rats crawling on him. He can't move. He's just, he didn't want to yell. It was so bad. He didn't want to yell because he was afraid it was going to be rats.
Lawsuit.
You know, going to tie his mouth and stuff. So he was
rats
just
in my mouth.
Rats
finally,
in my mouth.
Firefighters were able to pull him out and put him in an ambulance to the hospital.
When he fell, his face, like, it scraped concrete. So his, you know, that skin came off. His arm was, you know, bad. His leg is numb.
The Department of Buildings says the sidewalk over the building's cellar had been in disrepair and gave out. A DOB inspector has since issued a full vacate order for the 5-story building and ordered its owner to build this green fencing around it.
It was like one.
He tried to save himself.
Oh my gosh.
Poor guy. But, you know, he's.
What's the thing? Ordered its owner to build this green fencing around it.
It was like one out of a million chance of that happening. Like, I was shocked. I was surprised. But, you know, he's breathing.
The buildings department is investigating whether there were any construction code violations, while the transportation department tells us it issued a sidewalk violation here years ago, but ultimately it is the property owner's responsibility to maintain the sidewalk. From the Belmont section of the Bronx, Ali Bauman, CBS 2 News.
I guess to me, if you were going to build a sidewalk that's over some kind of like 40-foot just pit, that it shouldn't just be poured concrete. There should be like metal bars that run
some kind of reinforcement.
It has to be because you could tell that something was holding up parts of it, but not enough.
Yeah. How does that guy ever walk on a sidewalk normal again?
Oh my God.
I don't know how you do.
And even if I saw that, I'd be traumatized.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
and I mean, I don't even know, like it's going to be like 9 Thanksgivings later and it's going to be like, how you doing, man? He's going to be like, you know, I'm still thinking about when I fell into the earth and was covered in rats.
Well, it's really hard not to think about it when your face peeled off.
Yeah, a big scar there.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's a question. So my face is peeled off.
Yes.
Are the rats attracted to my
blood? Yeah, they're
blood
going after it.
Yeah, they're
like raw meat.
And then they're diseased
and they smell.
It's probably, that's pretty bad.
I made that Hispanic guy go, "Ay, caramba!"
Yeah, you did. He's like, "Tele mundo, tele mundo, tele mundo."
We spoke to one witness who said, "Ay, caramba."
Yeah, I'm like, that's all he said. Mundo.
Yeah.
It's just him saying, "Holy S" in Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just the thought of being swarmed by rats.
It's no good.
What's your light story you have? That's funny.
Yeah.
Covered in rats with your face peeled off.
How does Dave operate, Lise?
I don't know. Dave's ears, I can't Dave figure heard it out.
So the guy's face ripped off. He fell down a sinkhole. His arm was disintegrated. His legs are numb.
If that
What's
weren't
the
enough?
Wackiest thing that's ever happened?
Yeah, how did you get here?
I'm like, wow, crazy day.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, cold covered in rats. Next thing you know.
Oh, well.
Lead to some craziness.
Yeah. So.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you? We're trying to make it light.
This man's face peeled off. What happened to you that we can laugh about?
We need to laugh.
We do. Yeah. We do. Everybody does.
Oh, man. Right. And like that guy's, the guy's brother's just like, well, he's almost dead. His arm was completely shattered to him. He didn't want to open his mouth because he thought the rats would go inside of his mouth when they were on his face because his face was peeled off. But he's still breathing. But he's still breathing.
You don't think about when you scream, the rats coming in.
You don't.
Okay. I guess I don't think it through.
No.
Right. I'm just like, wow, crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that.
I mean, I think it's a challenge. Let's see if we can make some.
Oh, it's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Okay. What's the worst thing that's happened to you in a non-fatal, tragic way?
In a non-face
peeling. Rats coming, going in your mouth.
Yeah. Right. Have you been swarmed by rats in a hole? 1-855-954-6969.
When were you too terrified to scream?
Did you ever lose all your face skin?
Even that is so dark.
Oh, man.
Terrified
to scream is so scary.
I knew if I made a word, a single sound.
It was real scary when I almost screamed, and then all the rats almost went inside my mouth.
All right, so you're the worst thing that's ever happened to you in a non-tragic way. 1-855-954-6969, toll-free, or text 46969. Here's the first one. Walked in on my mom pegging my dad.
Okay.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's
pretty bad.
That's
yeah.
awful.
Yep.
That's
you'd be,
awful.
You'd be too afraid to scream, I think.
Yeah, you would.
You wouldn't want to get their attention.
I will say this. If I open the door and they didn't stop, like I open the door and they don't know I'm there, I think you're exactly right. It was a large gulp.
that was a large audible gulp.
I'm sorry about that. But I think you wouldn't want to scream because I'd be like, I want them to just go about their whole
life.
I
never want them to know I saw them.
No.
I don't know if this guy, he was too afraid to call, he said. So I guess, I don't know if he said anything or they saw him or how it played out. But
that is a crazy horrible thing to witness. That'll change your whole life.
Yep. I'd be afraid to open any door after that.
What am I going to see on the other side?
Oh, no.
It's like, I hope behind this door, my parents aren't pegging.
Yeah.
What's he behind? Door number one.
Yeah, Chuck can't open doors anymore. He can't. He can't do it.
Pay to be paid.
Oh my God,
that's horrible.
That's
probably the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah,
I'm sure
it's no good.
All right, let's head to the phones here and
poor Kate. Jason, huh?
Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Okay, so this past Christmas, I was at my in-law's house, and my mother, or future mother-in-law, passed me a gift. And she goes, "This is from me. I hope you enjoy it for the wedding next year." And I open it up in front of Jake's, or my fiance's whole family, and it's a super sexy white lingerie for the wedding night. and his, I get all red, and his dad looks over at me and goes, those are some nice pajamas.
Those are nice pajamas.
Yeah. I haven't seen a set of those in a long time.
I mean, weird, yeah. Yes, but if that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. You've got a pretty decent life.
Yeah. I got you a little slut outfit for tonight.
You're really going to do it up. Slut it up.
This one came home from work to find that my dog had gotten into the cat's litter box and threw up in it. I had to clean up the dog's puke that had cat poop in it all over my carpet. The smell literally made me vomit. Went out and bought a baby gate to keep the dog out of the cat box the same day.
See, that's too light.
That's what I just
if that's the
same
worst thing that ever
light.
Happened to
Thank you,
you. That's the worst thing no. that's ever happened to you. Do you right. Are you hearing my words?
Yeah.
The it's worst like, thing that's ever.
Dave, the problem is they're like trying to, you know, make it funny or something.
Maybe she had a family member die in a horrific car crash.
I'm sure something really bad happened to her.
They probably
before.
Decided, let me tell the story about how my dog ate cat poop and then puked it up, and then I puked trying to clean up the poop, and then the poop puke, and then had to go buy a baby gate.
You were cleaning a shed, and then you fell, and then you were covered in spiders, but luckily they were black widows, but you still pooped your pants.
Right. That's bad.
I like the little poop twist at the end. Does make it worse.
Yeah.
Does make it worse.
See, that's horrible.
It's hard to find a balance in these stories.
It really is. Yeah. I knew it was going to be a challenge, guys.
We knew I like it. I like the challenge of it.
I can read the underage attempt at backdoor action. I can put that on the screen, too.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Jeez.
No, thank you.
No.
Hard pass on
We're
that
not
one.
Gonna.
Not gonna do
but
that.
But it's sent in.
Someone said, worst thing that's ever happened to me, my wife left me for a lesbian back in May.
Oh.
That was an interesting experience.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah,
that's bad. Yeah. I mean, I know it's bad, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, well.
No signs, huh?
It's just.
She ain't into my D anyway, right?
So, yeah.
Peace, like, bitch.
Just, yeah.
Peace, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know. I think. In some of those cases, there is signs.
I think so, too.
You know?
Right. She wear a lot of flannel. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, sometimes you just get a real vibe.
Yeah.
You know? And it's funny that, well, I think, like, friends can see it. Like, friends might be able to be like, ooh, that, do they not?
They're not into each other.
That guy doesn't know? Mm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone else gets the vibe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The person involved doesn't get the vibe. I think that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you're blind to it if you're in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And it's probably a psychological thing. You erase it yourself.
Yeah, you can block it out.
Yeah.
Worst thing that ever happened to me, accidentally had a vibrator delivered to me at work. Freaking Amazon Prime.
Are you ready for just a duck tale? One time
that's
vibrator.
That is bad.
Yeah.
It's a sign from the universe to go in the bathroom and take care of yourself.
Oh, wow.
Not sure if that was a man or a lady.
I don't know.
It would be. Imagine
your dildo came.
Imagine if Ken was at the front desk and a dildo came for Andy or a vibrator.
You got
that would be the
doesn't.
Worst thing that's ever happened to you here.
Well, because it would never be done.
No, that'd be the rest of my career.
Yeah,
be the rest of my. That'd be it. And
Ken might even go out and be like, "Hey, Andy, I got a new tattoo."
Yeah, he'd
look,
get a tattoo.
It's you with the dildo.
He might stand. he'd stand outside this door with it.
He would.
Just waving it.
He'd just walk by and stick it on the door.
He's a rascal.
And then leave.
Andy, dildo deliveries today.
I walked past Ken the other day, and he thought by his office. You were with me.
And
he thought that I was putting stuff in his mailbox. He got paranoid, jumped up and ran out there. And he's like, "What did you put something in my mailbox?" I said, "No."
He's paranoid.
Someone's putting. What are they putting? Martha Stewart magazines.
Somebody got him a Martha Stewart magazine, and that's messed with him a bit. But then I think the pandemic paranoia has gotten to him because Lisa didn't even.
I waved at him. What are you doing?
She waved at him, and he's like. Are you putting something in my mailbox? Oh, God!
and he jumped up
and ran out there to see.
Vicky's with us next. Vicky, worst thing that's ever happened to you?
I walked in on my son one morning to wake him up because he had to get to school. And when I walked into his room, there was a big old penis hanging out of his boxer shorts. And I about died, so I left the room. He was sound asleep.
Oh, thank God he doesn't know.
So he doesn't know.
Thank God.
He doesn't know.
Thank goodness.
No. Well, yes. I told him 2 years ago.
Now you're calling the radio.
Oh, yeah. Telling now everybody.
Now it's time to call Dave and Chuck. Get it out there.
Yeah.
Yep. She should be proud that they pass along such great genetics to this guy.
Imagine this guy right now if he's listening.
Yeah. That's my mom! That's my mom! Talking about my dumb!
Yeah.
It's not a bad sell.
It's not a bad sell.
Yeah, he's immediately calling his therapist.
I narrowly avoided something like this. So when I lived on my own with my roommate, who was a girl, she had like tons of gay friends who would like end up staying over all the time. Now, in this little living area that we had, they would get an air mattress going or whatever, and that someone would end up passing out there and like sleep there. And so I'm getting ready in my room. I'm about to go out in the, you know, break of dawn for whatever. And I go to open my door and my roommate's there. And she's like, shh. I'm like, what? She's like, you can't go around the corner because he doesn't realize it. He's asleep and his stuff's all out.
Oh, God.
His stuff was all out. So like his
response.
Oh, good God! I went back in my room. I was like, I'm okay. I was just gonna
go out and get on my computer. Anywhere.
No, I didn't have to go anywhere. I was just like getting up to go eat.
So you just hid from the dog.
I just hid in my room. I closed it up.
You had to wait for him to wake up.
I had to wait for him to wake
that's when
up.
You make noise. Make a lot of noise. Yeah.
Like, big stuff like that went down, but it was narrowly escaped the same type of. Her problem.
Yeah.
Almost had that story.
Vicky, hope he wasn't listening. Coming up, idiot criminals of the day. What happened to some Dutch thieves that broke into an escape room? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Listen, you should probably understand the concept of an escape room before you try to break into one.
Yep.
Last week, some thieves broke into an escape room business in Utrecht. In the Netherlands. And while they were inside, they focused most of their energy on breaking into a big antique safe. That's the money spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they finally got it open, only thing was inside, riddles.
I was going to say, a clue? Isn't it just riddles?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I don't understand any of this. It's saying all kinds of stuff from the Goonies.
Cracking that safe is actually part of the puzzle.
Sure it is, yep.
People who go to that escape room, they crack it on a daily basis.
Yep.
So they just found whatever non-riddle stuff they could take. They got a camera, a candy, soda, and $11 in cash.
Oh, my God.
$11.
What a lame robbery.
And they took off. The cops are now trying to track them down.
Oh, man.
It's just riddles. It's full of riddles.
Is it going to be gold or what is it? Oh, no.
Do you think for a second they were trying to figure them out?
I do.
No, I think for a second they were like,
what goes up must come down.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that? Does that mean the gold's in the ceiling fan? Check it.
Oh, no. Riddles. I hate riddles.
Real dumb.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.